Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
There we are.
Well, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. We're back.
We are back on this lovely ninth day of July.
Yeah, the summer going fast.
It's going so fast. So we've missed you in this last week, I guess it's been.
Yeah.
So we welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. And we are happy to be with you again today. Today we have, as you know, we've been going over the Ten Commandments. And believe it or not, we're already on the Eighth Commandment.
I can't believe it.
I know. It goes very quickly. So hopefully... Yeah. We all recall what we discussed in the other commandments, but this one is you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We will get into that.
That's a biggie.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to open with a little prayer. Believe it or not, today I get St. Faustina's meditations on the daily. And the prayer today was so fitting that we decided that's how we were going to open the show, with this little prayer.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, help us to look for you within our hearts. Teach us how to be silent and listen for your voice. May we find you and live in your presence with an awesome awareness and loving attentiveness. Amen.
Amen.
So that's a beautiful prayer, and that was in response to this meditation that he shared with Faustina. Today, I was talking with the Lord, and he said to me, "There are souls with whom I can do nothing. They are souls that are continuously observing others, but know nothing of what is going on within their own selves. They talk about others continually, even during times of grand silence, which is reserved for speaking only with me. Poor souls, they do not hear my words. Their interior remains empty. They do not look for me within their own hearts, but in idle talk where I am never to be found." Woohoo! That's conviction, right?
Yeah.
Talk about being convicted.
But it's amazing how it perfectly fits everything
in today's perfectly.
Program.
Yeah.
And it showed up on your phone.
Yes. And the Lord is always doing that every week. Every time we...
Every week.
Yeah, every time.
And it's Faustina's our friend now. We love Faustina.
Yes. Yes.
Saint Faustina.
Saint Faustina.
We feel so close. We just call her Faustina, like she's here with us.
Yeah.
She hasn't been sainted yet. You know, like she's...
Absolutely. Even though she is here with you.
Yeah. She is here with us.
Yeah. So that is what we are talking about today. Again, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, right? And most people would associate that with a courtroom rule or perjury, right? Or things that, and obviously it does apply to that. But we know that the Catholic Church really says this is a commandment about truth itself. And God is truth, right?
And love. Everything's about love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loving your neighbor enough to not.
Right.
Bear false witness.
Mm-hmm. So what we do with our words towards other people is very important. We even hear in Exodus, you shall not bear dishonest witness against your neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting note that we were talking about. Every other commandment protects something precious. Like in the beginning, if we did a little review, it talks about God. You should, the first commandment, love our God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul. Mm-hmm. And then have no other gods before him. And then the protection of life, not killing. We talked about marriage. We talked about honoring your father and your mother. So that's family. They protect property. But this one protects something that we can't see.
Correct. But it's very important.
But it's very important because it depends completely. It's our name. It's our reputation. It's the truth about who we are in the eyes of others.
Right.
So when this commandment is broken, you're really affecting the dignity and the honor of your fellow man, you know?
And it's very rampant today.
It is very rampant.
Dishonoring people in so many ways. Even, don't you remember growing up, every truck that went down the street was like, Jim Smith's auto body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Mike so-and-so's electric.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't put their names on anything anymore because one person can...
Yes. It's like a cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, your name's been whoosh.
Right. So people don't even like, there. Put their names on their business anymore.
Yeah.
So,
I've even heard that it's people are advised not to put their name on their business for that reason.
Yeah.
Because if it hits social media or the public airwaves, it's so damaging. You would rather have it be, you know, Bob's Auto Parts or something instead
right. or something you can
or like
change.
Something you, know, you can, like, yeah.
you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Absolutely. So a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who utters lies will not escape. That's in Proverbs. So we say this every time we review these commandments. What you find in the Bible in relationship to these commandments is actually very serious. God's very serious. Now, that sounds like an obvious statement. He wouldn't give us the Ten Commandments if he wasn't serious about them. But this is a commandment that maybe it's so easily overlooked.
When you dig deeper, when God takes everything to a higher level, right? When you dig deeper, you mm-hmm. realize just how grave.
How grave it is when we commit these things, yeah.
Right, and mm-hmm. the damage that mm-hmm. they do
yeah.
to ourselves and others.
Yeah.
And I mean, like in that prayer, there are people that really just spend their life talking about other people, never step back and take a little inside mm-hmm. glance.
Yes. That's that famous little saying, when you do this, like you're pointing your finger out at somebody, you got three pointing back at you.
Right.
So be careful how you tear each other down instead of build each other up, because you got three arrows. And then there's also the theory that what bothers you the most about another human being, if you're frustrated with something, is usually actually
a mirror.
Yes.
Yeah, something mm-hmm. that you do yourself.
Something that you do yourself, one of your biggest faults, right?
Right, that interiorly annoys you
yeah.
about yourself, and then you see it in someone else. And
yes, and so we
can't
see ourselves.
That's
usually
why you clash with your closest child. Or,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
yes.
always one, and
yes.
you're like, well, she's just like you. No wonder you clash, you know?
Yes.
It's because she...
It's true, because they're just like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
That's
remember
very
once
true.
I went on a retreat, and we did this exercise where you... write down something. Well, you know, obviously it's a silent retreat, and you think about it, think about yourself and behaviors and whatever over a couple of days. And then like on Sunday, you sit down and they give you the form, and it says, what is a behavior of mine? Where do I think it came from? Who do I usually direct it to? And what's my action plan to stop myself from doing that behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first time I did it, I was like, I am ugly. And I ran home. I put it in the folder, and I put it under my bed.
Yeah.
And I didn't even take action steps. I was like, yeah. I can't even look at that. I just can't even look at it. So then the next time you do it,
yeah.
you're like, okay. You know, and you do it, and you understand it, and you're yes. a little better with it, right?
Yeah.
And then you do the exercises. And there was probably about the fourth time I've been to this kind of retreat.
Yeah.
And they handed them out, and I raised my hand, and I said, I just want to let everyone know if this is your first time doing it, don't feel bad if you want to hide it under the bed.
That's
because
great.
If you're not used to self, it was years ago.
Yes,
if you're not used to
yeah,
examination. Right? Examination mm-hmm. of your own conscious. If
yes.
you've never been... walked through it. I mean,
yes.
I'm sure we all know what we do in this and that, but if you've never been walked through an exercise like that.
Yes. It's like a mini illumination of conscience.
It is.
And you start to see yourself
and hide
it's
it
shocking.
Under the bed.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even want to know. But
I can't even look at that.
I can't even look.
And I'm not even kidding. I didn't take it out for months.
Yeah. No, but it's honestly, it's true. I feel that way even reviewing all 10 commandments. When you take this deep dive into these commandments,
mm-hmm.
you really, we were saying, you become so aware of your own behavior, right?
Yes.
And then you become aware of all these times.
Your own
that,
struggles.
Your
yeah.
own struggles with each of these commandments. And then it's kind of like mind-boggling. It's,
and
I mean.
This one in particular for
today's
day and age.
Not that you don't know you're a sinner, but yeah.
Is with the internet.
Yes.
Someone says something and it just hits another person and they quickly just, you know,
forward it
to everyone they know. And it's forward. So instead of hurting one person by like rash judging or saying something that you don't, you just heard it. You don't know it to be true. You don't, and you just throw it out
and
there.
And you take it as truth.
And how damaging that is. But now it's times every time you hit the forward button.
Yeah.
That you pebble in the pond goes so much further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And people don't think about it. I told Marta's story.
Yeah.
Someone put something up on Facebook, and I'm not usually bold in this area, but sometimes I am. I don't like to get into like Facebook battles, but someone put something. It was so ridiculous. And I said, who made that statement? It was just the statement. It wasn't the author. It wasn't where it came from. There was no background. It was just a accusatory, bold statement. And I said, well, who said that? Where did it come from? And someone shot back, what difference does it make who said it? And I said, well, you're a very educated person. I would think you could answer that question for yourself. It matters
It matters,
who put it out there and what their intent was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you always have to consider the source. And you should always know the source, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today, people don't necessarily even look for the source. It's just instantly believing what you read and going out. And that's very difficult for...
Absolutely.
Sinfulness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it really hurts people.
Yeah. And that's where this commandment is so relevant today in 2026, right? These social feeds, casual conversations, group texts, right? Things that are actually opinions and they're not truths are taken as truths.
Right.
And really, just because, I mean, a truth will always remain a truth, like the Bible, the commandments, those things, whether or not people say they're the truth doesn't change the fact that they are the truth, right?
Yes.
And the same thing with falsities. They're still false. People might say they're true, but the reality is...
Well, they might take the falsehood.
They might take the falsehood.
Truth.
Yeah, but it's still a falsehood.
But even
right?
if it's a truth, part of the sin is in that you don't think the best of that person first and say... Well, if that happened, this is a lovely human being and it was a mistake or it was, you know, caused by, you know, a trauma, a tragedy, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you would say something more lovely and pure about the person instead of turning around and just saying, did you hear that X did Y over
right.
Z? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easy to fall into it because even if it is... say it's a story that causes scandal, right? And it's easy to forget yourself for a minute and say, oh my gosh, did you hear that? Blah, blah, did blah, blah. You know?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't even speak to the person that you're talking about, or you didn't hear it firsthand, or it wasn't, so you're not considering their,
right?
Again, their dignity, their honor, their privacy, their, you know.
Reputation.
Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their family, their business, their livelihood. It's a pebble in a pond.
Yeah. Even in the catechism, it states that truth as uprightness in human action and speech is called truthfulness, sincerity, or candor. Truth or truthfulness is the virtue which consists in showing oneself true in deeds and truthful in words and in guarding against duplicity, dissimulation, and hypocrisy. So hypocrisy is going to come back again and again today because we said earlier, God himself is truth. So
right. And the devil himself is the liar.
Right. So when you engage in the lies and you spread the lies, you're moving away from God and you're actually moving towards.
Even when you spread a truth, knowing that it's going to damage a person's life, livelihood.
Right.
Family.
Exactly. Yeah, that too.
Even if it's a truth, you have to have, it's all about having the love of Christ in your heart and how would he approach it.
Yeah.
And he would never, you know, get on the internet and talk about whatever the person did.
No, Christ was so beautiful that way. Even when he bent down in the sand and wrote with his finger, woman, you know, when he asked the people who were encircling around her. That could have been a truth. Maybe she really did commit adultery, right?
Yep.
And they were all ready to stone her. And he said, who here who was without sin throw the first stone? And everybody walked away.
Yep.
And that's true all the time, right?
Right. Because everyone has their theory about what he wrote in the sand.
I know.
Actually, I think he wrote all their sins. They each had like a deep sin that they didn't want out in the public. They didn't want to be stoned for.
Exactly.
Because we all have something.
We all have, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's always amazing to me. He's justice, but he's mercy. I love that story. It's one of my favorite stories. Everybody walks away, and then he asks her, woman, is there anyone here? Where'd everybody go?
Right.
She said, no one, Lord. And then he said, go and sin no more. So he corrected her. He convicted her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he convicted everybody in the group, even the people who wanted to throw the stones and condemn. And,
right.
And I don't even know if they were bearing false witness, to your point, in the sense they were bearing maybe a truth, but they were treating it
right
with severe judgment and all justice and no mercy. And God is justice and mercy, right?
Yeah.
He's, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
Yeah, so...
So that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
And even just when people exaggerate a story just so it lands better, you know, like...
Yes.
You take a little small truth about something that happened and embellish it.
Yeah.
To make a better story.
Yeah.
It's like whisper down the lane. People
exactly.
don't even mean to embellish it. They tell you this and they add a little bit and the next guy adds a little bit. And do you ever do that exercise?
Yes.
And they whisper
guy's
ear.
Yes.
And then you whisper it and then it gets to the 10th guy and what comes out is 1,000%
different. Yeah, than
the original sentence.
And you even know you're doing that exercise when it's happening, right? So
yeah.
You're prepped that this is the exercise. We did it at a high school retreat. I remember it. And I remember thinking, all right, I'm going to listen so intently so I can repeat exactly what I heard, right?
Yeah.
It was so different by the end.
Yeah.
And I think everyone was trying to keep it consistent. No, it didn't make it.
No.
Yeah.
<It's> terrible.
One of the gospel passages in John I find so frightening is that came up with this was, you belong to your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks in character, because he is a liar and he is the father of lies. That's strong.
That is strong.
Yeah. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That's also in John, which is a lot better.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. And Jesus is the truth, and the truth matters because it's rooted directly in God.
Yeah.
So when it becomes a lie, and then you're really going to the evil side.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
And you're belonging to the wrong, you know,
team.
The wrong team.
Yeah.
Don't be giving points to the other team now. Yeah, so that's the horizon of this hour. And not to lie is just not a rule to follow, but to live in truth, even the Lord says to us, it's not what's outside that defiles. It's what comes from within. It comes from within the heart. So when we do break these commandments, or we take them too casually, or we forget to review them or live in them or examine our own conscience, it's what comes from within that defiles. You have a sick soul. I remember being at a retreat once and someone told a story and, I think the priest had said to them, you have a sick soul. And this is a person who has walked with the Lord and talked with the Lord and went to retreats and daily mass and blah, 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 blah.
Was trying.
And she said she was really convicted and she was actually shocked. But she understood that what he said to her was the truth and that she had to heal and start living, you know, start shifting. And it was a very powerful witness because... it's a story you don't forget, and it's easy to remember, and it's probably true for a lot of us, right? And I remember sitting in the seat thinking, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Your heart's, you know, a little decrepit, a little hard, a little sick.
A little wounded.
A little wounded.
So you just look at everybody else and what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of looking inward, but you have to take time to look inward.
Yes.
You have to go and be silent.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing a lot lately about...
silent retreats?
Just holy hour.
Oh, holy hour. Yeah.
Like you could almost make it, should almost make it like your mass commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to mass every day, you should do a holy hour every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how important it is to being silent and forget your own thoughts and not be thinking about Sally down the street or the kid or
what happened at work
ball or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how yeah. you just have to be silent and listen to the...
Yeah, or why you're mad at your kids or your spouse or the guy that road raged at you today or something, you know?
Right.
Because
or why you get mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, your thoughts are supposed to be... Here we have it. Philippians 4:8.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fix your mind on whatever is excellent. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and praiseworthy.
Yep.
That wasn't in the exactly right order. I was just testing you.
Yeah.
But
keep your eyes on Christ, right?
Right.
I mean, that is.
Eyes to the sky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on that crucifix because the cross is, I keep reading and hearing about that too, how the cross is the path to our salvation. And when Christ gives us crosses, he knows exactly what he's doing. And it is salvific. And it is always, he'll always work everything out for our greater good.
Right.
And he'll put us through these things so that we learn and we grow and we're stretched and we...
Drop your ego.
Yeah, drop your ego. It really...
Because you really do have to drop your ego to pick up a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Marta and I, we were saying that we went to Medjugorje with our girls.
Yeah.
And, there yeah. was one priest. It was middle of the day. It was Marta's idea.
Woohoo!
Usually most people go to confession at 6 and all the priests arrive, but mm-hmm. we had just gotten there and Marta thought we should just, you know, check that off the list before we started. So we all go to confession. There's one priest. He speaks 3 languages.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only ones there. So we each had like a 20-minute session and he was yeah. very insightful. He was a very holy guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, we all got schooled.
Yes, we did.
And we all took we all came out like, that just happened to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That just happened to me. And, yeah. and so at first you're like,
it does hurt a little. You're like,
and you feel
ouch,
like someone punched
you know?
The wind out of you. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then because this yeah. is why you surround yourself with other women of faith or other people of faith, because you can say, did you just get schooled?
Yeah.
I just got punched in the gut.
Yeah.
And after you talk it out a little bit, you say, you know, maybe I
he was right
that way.
Yeah.
Maybe I did need to reflect on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So if you don't have a little self-evaluation and if you don't have a spiritual director or confessor helping you
mm-hmm.
do that evaluation or your
it's hard to see yourself.
Buddies. Yeah, yeah, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then someone sees you for who you really are and he lets you know it. You're like, ow, ooh, ow.
About a week. Actually, we're still laughing. We've been home yeah. a couple weeks and now
I
we're
know.
Finally like, you know, I'm working on that.
Exactly.
He was right. We went from... What? That hurt. That wasn't even right. So maybe there's a little truth in it. And then after yeah. about two, three weeks, we're like, yeah, we should probably work on that.
Yeah.
So gotta drop the ego to pick up the lesson.
But the funny thing is it had a lasting impact on everybody. Like my girls are also still talking about it.
Yeah, we all got
they
schooled.
They all got schooled. And we were laughing. Ashley's like, I was crying so hard I couldn't even see straight. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Even my little 14-year-old.
Everybody,
she,
yeah.
I said,
everybody
did you
was
get
crying.
Schooled? She said, yes. Like she did, but she didn't share because she's too young. To,
yes, yeah.
She probably hasn't been through enough mm-hmm. spiritual direction yet.
But the point is, it left a lasting impact on all of us. And even, I know from my girls, I just had lunch with them yesterday, they were still, they actually brought it up again, too. It still is resonating in their souls and in their minds and in their hearts.
Right.
So it was worth the pain, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because we all discussed
because
it.
Because
we... So we softened the ability to receive it.
Yeah.
Some people go and see a priest in a confessional and something is said to them and they're never going back again. And they're
right.
And they stomp their foot and they're leaving the church. And
yeah.
That's how much it can hurt. I'm
that's
not denying
how much it can hurt. Yeah.
That,
mm-hmm.
that a priest can really have a spiritual enlightenment
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
something maybe you need to hear. And maybe
mm-hmm.
it's not always presented properly, but there
right.
probably is an enlightenment there.
Yeah, yeah.
Says, you know, I would not want to be in the confessional with Padre Pio.
It, yeah, I think about that all the time. People
I mean,
really struggle.
Really
he was rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was straight up, and he did not sugarcoat the situation. But he was always doing it for the good of the soul. It's always for our good.
Right.
It hurts.
Ouch. We grow.
But you grow.
On the other side.
Yes.
And this is, comes all back to this one, because this is so easy. Because it's also a sin not to call it out. Like the example of when the person
when
put that on
silent.
Facebook, and I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to get into Facebook war. Mm-hmm. But I had something moved me, and I said, I have to say.
Yes.
Who said that?
Yeah.
What difference does it make? I said, well, yes. So not even pointing that question out to stop the train.
Yes.
You still are held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you should have stopped the train and you didn't stop the train.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. And you have to have the personality and the gumption and the boldness to actually step out and be willing to get into some apologetics or get into a little bit of a back and forth debate with whoever is challenging you.
Right.
And if you're going to challenge their what is perceived to be a non-truth, or maybe it's even an obvious non-truth.
Right.
To be able to have the strength to do that in love and peace is hard, because you don't want to get into a match of...
Or the knowledge of how to do it.
And the knowledge of how to do it. Yeah, that's a grace.
If you don't want to get into a dispute over it, you just keep repeating the question. And you don't answer their question when they fire back at you. You just say, who said it? Bop, 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 bop. Well, I'm just asking, who said that? Bop, 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 bop. Well, who said that? And you just keep...
And you keep, yeah.
So that's one way of not getting entangled.
Yes. And that's actually a great strategy, especially for maybe beginners, or if you're new, or for someone like me who's extremely uncomfortable confronting people. I mean, I am the worst. I'm always like, oh, forget about it. Let's just forget about it.
Right.
I just let that go. Don't even bother with that one.
Or we gossip about them. We say, look at that one, what they wrote. Did you believe that one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how deep this.
It is. It
that
is.
That is. That mm-hmm. even. Blowing that by and not saying anything and just turning around and making a comment about that person.
Yeah, you're deciding in your own mind, or that you know their motives and their guilt, right?
Right.
Yeah. You're so judging. It's probably better to check in with them. Say, I saw that you put that out there. What made you think that? Or how did you come to that conclusion? Or
right.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
It's not a judgment. It's just a question.
No, it's just a question, which is actually great.
Right.
Even, again, the Catechism tells us, Catechism 2478, everyone should be careful to interpret insofar as possible his neighbor's thoughts, words, and deeds in a favorable way. Wherever there is a doubt about the moral quality of another's act, it is preferable to attribute this as far as possible to a favorable interpretation. Now that is really hard, isn't it?
Well, in the third and fourth word were be careful.
Yeah.
How you interpret.
Be careful.
Thoughts, words, and deeds of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And always try to see the best in people.
Well, and it's so easy, to your point, to be so fast. You can read it, you can see it, and boom, you have your truth. You have your what you believe, right?
Yeah.
And if it's not in alignment with what they said, boom, you're off to the races.
Yeah.
In your mind, anyway.
Yeah.
And usually with your mouth followed by, right?
Right.
And yeah.
Your life experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen to me. They must have meant this.
Yeah.
Really, they didn't mean anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you can believe it, we're at the half hour mark. We are going to go to a commercial break, and we will be back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Slander.
Well, we are back. I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
And you are listening to Here I Am, Lord, on this fine Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
In July. Yeah. And we are discussing the eighth commandment today. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor, in case you're just tuning in.
Yes.
And it's been an engaging conversation so far. If anybody has anything they want to add to the conversation or a story of being on either side of that fence, feel free to call in and share your stories. They're always powerful. The number here is 610-527-2906, or you can call toll-free at 1-888-343-2484. We love stories. They're always powerful, and they have the most meaning, right?
Yes.
People remember them more than they remember the facts. And real quick, we're going to talk about saving the date for the 15th annual In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament on October 12th. And it's at Old York Country Club in Ambler, PA. It's always an amazing event.
And October 12th is always a great day for golf.
Yes.
Right? It's like Indian summer.
Yes. And we actually do have a caller online, too.
I'm here now.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Frank.
I do have a question for both of you, but I got a little prayer request first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure you're aware of pretty much all of them except for one. Anthony and Shannon, St. Kathleen's kids.
Yes.
And also her grandson's wife. I forget her name. There's something wrong with her. I forget what it is.
Yeah.
All them, and also Father Doug. I don't know if you're aware. I heard Ken yesterday. He came home Tuesday from the hospital. A couple stents put in on Monday.
Yeah.
His recovery's doing good. Just get your rest, Father Doug. You know, you're doing good, Father Doug. And also the other one, my Aunt Pat, she passed away a year ago today. So it's a year for her.
Aww.
She had three kids, and I think two or three grandkids. And Miss Aunt Pat, name's Pat Repesh.
Aw, we will definitely keep them in prayer.
Yes, absolutely.
And also the question is, I never thought of that before. Are you two sisters also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you also sister Mary and Jennifer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just dawning me. For some reason, I'm thinking they all sound alike. I never thought of that before. You two sound alike. Now, wait a minute. All four kind of sound alike. And he's also in my opinion, you can tell you've been together for a long time. You don't interrupt each other, but you do sometimes, and it doesn't seem to upset you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We were together.
We were just saying that when we listened back to another show to see something that we did.
That exact.
And we were laughing about that same thing.
Yeah.
You were 2 of 10, right?
Two of ten.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I mean, there was a lot of over talking a lot of times. We've grown up with 10 kids.
That's yeah.
Right.
It doesn't even, you don't even hear it or notice it. You just keep rolling right through it.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I recognize it, sometimes not. I said, wait a minute, they're probably sisters, like Mary and Jennifer are sisters. They're probably, maybe all four tomorrow.
We should get us all on the show. We can just talk over each other.
It's like a comedy hour.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So when are probably going to kick in here? Anyway, I like listening to all Catholic stations, but, you know, I love listening to all of you ladies. You're all great. And St. Kathleen did a great job hiring these people. They're all great people. I love listening to all of you, and you're great, wonderful Catholic young ladies. And I appreciate it. And just keep doing what you're doing. I listen every week, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you're the best.
We appreciate it.
I call you Frank the Great, just so you know.
I got new nicknames for both of you. Pinocchio. Nice
you will always be Frank the Great. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya.
Take care.
That's awesome.
So funny. We were just talking
we
about
were
that.
Talking about that. We happened to be listening back to a show, and I had blown right past a comment that Tara had made.
Without missing a beat.
Without missing a beat, she had said something. So instead of responding to that and continuing on with that, I was I said, yeah, anyway. And I rolled on with whatever I had on my mind.
But I didn't even flinch. I was like, yeah. Next.
Yeah. Jeez, oh, don't goodness. Watch yourself back. It's so embarrassing.
I know. That's why some actors won't watch themselves in their own movies.
I could understand that. Yeah. It is really tough to watch yourself back. I don't like it at all. I'm like, oh, forget it.
Same thing like that confession.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I always
tell
my kids.
You mean I have to
kids.
Look at myself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I say to my so children, funny. Oh, you're going to watch that back someday. That's always our inside joke now at home. You're going to watch that back for during when we all have our illumination of conscience and we're having bad behavior. And now they say to each other.
Yeah.
They're like, you're going to watch that back, Mom.
That's my favorite
Or they
line.
Say to, yeah.
Now I use it.
It's very funny, but very true, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, unfortunately.
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the commandment here, we were talking about.
Well, we talked about how false naming this sin against truth is false witness or perjury, rash judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Detraction. We're on detraction, actually.
Yeah.
And then there's slander and flattery.
Yeah. So and how detraction is different from lying, right?
Yes.
So you're actually speaking a truth, but it's a truth that you don't have good reason to reveal, and when that damages somebody's good name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we were saying one example might be that it was a truth that your friend's, you know, marriage had
extramarital affairs or something going on or whatever.
Something going on in their marriage. And mm-hmm. you had that knowledge, which was truth,
mm-hmm.
but you spread that knowledge, which is the sin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
yeah, there's no good reason to reveal that. Nobody.
Right. Because they can't heal, or it makes it harder for them to heal, or just when they start healing, someone hears and says something, or, you know, mm-hmm. it just, and then it leaves them with a posture of suspicion all the time. Everyone around them has a posture of suspicion. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it, so that's sinful.
Yes. And we were discussing the fact that when we engage in behaviors like that, it actually doesn't change the situation for anybody. You're not bringing any goodness or change or anything mm-hmm. productive to the situation. And again, you're only making yourself worse because you're moving away from God and towards an evil. And right. then you're kind of like justifying yourself in the evil.
Right. It's not charitable.
It's not charitable at all. Sorry.
And our father always said to us, I promise you.
Yeah.
If you hold your tongue and you never speak about another person.
Yeah.
The Lord will hold the tongues of others and no one will ever speak of you. Mm-hmm. Speak bad against
speak
you.
Speak ill of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's in it for me. That's good to remember. If nobody likes to be spoken ill of. Nobody likes being on the downslide of
Or if something happens to your family, no one wants everybody talking about it. Like, they want you to give you the benefit of the doubt and mm-hmm. think about things that are good and lovely about your family so you can recover and move on nicely.
Exactly.
It's just a respect for mm-hmm. reputations, and that's how God operates, God's love.
Yeah.
He's all love and truth.
Yeah, he's justice and mercy, but yeah, the justice belongs to him, right?
Right.
The judgment of the judge, that part is reserved for God.
Right.
So I think as human beings, we forget that.
So don't tell the truth.
Just no. don't bother talking
Just
about it at all.
Don't bother revealing the truth.
Yeah.
Don't tell the truth. Don't reveal sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every word's true, but you still sin against your neighbor's reputation because it wasn't meant to be spread.
Right.
Yeah, nothing good comes from it.
Wasn't loving.
Yeah. And then slander, that's where detraction spreads a true but hidden fault, right? That was the one we just talked about. But the slander is something that spreads the falsehoods.
Right.
So it's not a truth. It's a falsity. And somebody just doesn't like you, or they don't like your mission, or they don't like what you're doing, and they're just going to come against you.
Right.
And smear you. It's like a smear campaign.
Right. It's something false or or it could be something like a fault that you have that someone spreads just because they want to slander you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's no fun either.
No.
It's interesting because it's so easy. It's like weight. It's so easy to put on but impossible to take off. It's so easy to let something negative or let something harmful leave your lips, but it's so painful when it happens to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then you flip that, and the next one is flattery and boasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sin crosses many bridges.
It does. I'm telling you, you study these commandments, and you look into them, and you look into the catechism, and where you find it in the Bible, and what God has to say about it, and it's every week, every commandment, it's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to a higher and higher level, or deeper and deeper level, I should say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's a... This was something that the Lord definitely laid on our hearts, that he wanted us to do a series on the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And now I'm saying why.
And we're learning.
So much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, gee whiz, I get it, Lord, I get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So not every offense against the truth is an attack on someone else. Some are distortions of truth about ourselves, manipulation. It can be manipulation through excessive praise. And there's always like an ulterior motive there too, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, what's in it for?
I think of benefit like selling stuff. They take a woman who's, you know, pretty, beautiful, but then mm-hmm. they make her up and
airbrush
her and exaggerate everything and put her out there, and they pump up her beauty and charm, and it's really just to sell you something.
Yeah. Well, and it's also to entice you, to lure you in, there's a lot of motives there.
Right.
And then to only focus on the pleasure, only focus on the aspects of relationship. I mean, that can cause a lot of harm when you do that and you pull somebody away from what is true and honorable, right?
Right. About that person's lovely girl, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And things get...
And that you're just focusing on the sumptuousness, or you're just focusing on the glamour and the glitz and the...
Right.
And not focusing on the real everyday.
Right.
Things that you have to go through in a relationship.
The outside beauty, not the inside beauty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Or excessive praise if you're trying to advance yourself in a job. Or, I mean, there could be a million reasons why. Maybe you want to be able to get... in with that group, or maybe you want to be able to borrow money from somebody, or, you know, so you just sit there and
praise them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Build them up.
It's like an ego trip.
Right.
Feed their ego.
It's not a truth. You're not doing it in a truthful way.
Yeah, I guess so. It's the same thing. It's your intention, what's going on in the heart, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you can't boast about people if it's lovely, fine, nice, and, you know,
it's honest.
Doing a good job and it's honest. And
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing them in a loving,
I think they're
way.
Talking about excessive praise anyway, right?
Yeah.
Excessive. Anything in
well,
excess
flattery,
is probably.
Kind of
yeah.
like flattery of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wanting to do a service that's not an excuse for duplicity. Flattery and adulation can be a grave fault if it aims at inducing others to act in a way that is wicked or harmful. That's what the Catechism tells us.
Right.
So how about that?
Because that can go right into putting the pretty girl in the skimpy clothing.
I was just going to say that. It's inducing others to act in a way that's wicked or harmful. Yeah.
Because we were driving in today and we saw a gal.
Oh, yeah.
On the street running. Mm-hmm. She was just exercising, but in inappropriate gear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing how it happens in little ways.
Yeah.
Put it on the pretty girl, on the billboard, and before you know it, you're accepting it
from
your own kids and grandkids because they put it so much out there in society.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's showing us.
Right.
And it's hard to fight that.
It's very hard to fight
that. I mean, we've even discussed school kilts, right?
Yeah.
Catholic girls in their school kilts. It's like, woo!
Right.
Yeah. Is that really a kilt? I mean, they're so short.
What happened to the 1 inch above the knee rule?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so this is a tough one. The Eighth Commandment, man. And then we talked about screens and screenagers and even adults, Twitter threads, group chats, things that are their share buttons, right?
Right.
And we don't pause to ask if it's true. Is it ours to share?
Right.
And
is it true? If it is it helpful?
Yeah.
Is it lovely?
Is it holy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that catechism was written before technology existed, which it's amazing because it anticipated the scale of the problem. And
imagine that.
I know. God is all-knowing and all-truthful, right? Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah. And then should we go into the gospel? Do you want to finish this or read the gospel?
We could read the gospel. We got pretty much through this, right?
Yeah, I think so, because we talked about silence being complicity.
I mean, it just ends really with, does what you're saying in conversation raise humanity or lower it?
Yeah.
Right? Are you actually building up or tearing down?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the intentions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just easy to do. This is a very easy commandment to break, and we probably break it more often than we realize.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you do know the people who don't, because it's so rare. Like, I have one friend, and she does not speak ill of others. And if something comes out, she might go, okay, I have to go do something. And she'll, like...
Yeah, that's a nice strategy.
To move away from not engaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually a good point to make if you can come up... If you're trying to curb this habit, right? To come up with a way that's her way, that's right. Easy. So when she encounters that situation, instead of engaging in it, she says, excuse me, I have to go away, or I have to get off this call
And when you know her long enough, you know she's saying, I'm not going there, I'm not engaging there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to go fold the wash and I'll call you later.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she just shuts it down.
Yeah. So if you could think of a one-liner or some kind of technique.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then people know they know that you're not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a good everyday strategy.
Right.
Go so get it.
No destructive words.
And it's also
true or false.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's also a good witness when she does that. Mm-hmm. Because then it reminds you silently without saying anything to you, right?
Yes.
That, okay, whoops, bite the tongue. Said enough.
And then for her, it's... you're right. It speaks volumes to other people, but it speaks volumes to you.
To you, because you know that.
If someone says something to her, she's going to say, mm-hmm.
Right.
And then that's it.
And then, right. It's a little check.
It's almost
up
like
from
another
the neck
schooling.
Up.
It's a little schooling.
It's a little schooling. That's like a soft schooling. It's when you can handle, you say, I got it. I got it. I said too much. Don't go there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's great.
Okay.
And then we always like to share the gospel. So today we are going to read from the gospel. It's Matthew 10:7-15.
Yes.
Jesus said to his apostles, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
Amen.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
So it fits in.
It does fit in,
very
right?
Well, yeah.
He's teaching them to speak the truth. Teach them the way, the truth, and the life, right? Teach them about Jesus. Teach them about the commandments.
Well, how do you cure?
The kingdom of at hand.
How do you
heaven
cleanse?
Is at hand.
How do you drive out demons? You enter with the peace of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pray.
Yeah.
With the words of God, and you
Yeah, scripture.
Put on the armor of God. You put on the love of Jesus, and then you go out. And then that's how you heal people and cure people. And
yeah.
It's not with judgment. You're not going to walk in and say, you know.
You, get up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enough of that.
You know,
it's just good. It's compassion and love and bring the Lord in prayer. And then people are cured, right?
Yeah.
Peace. If you have peace, you can't have peace when you're talking about people, because I don't care how much you think it doesn't affect you. It does. When
it
you
does.
Walk away, you say, oh, why did I say that?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I, you know.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's not bringing the peace. It's not walking in the peace. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have Christ in your heart, in your speech, and in your actions, and your whole demeanor.
Because
God works from the heart.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he doesn't use really discouragement. He uses encouragement. So it's a great Bible. It's
mercy,
a great passage
love.
For today.
It is a great passage for today. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah.
Right? That's a deep word, shalom.
Right.
And the Jewish tradition still uses it today because it had a lot of power. And that's how they would greet each other. And that did they did bring the peace of God with them, right? That's how they entered a home. That's how they greeted one another. That's how they left. And they actually spoke blessings on one another. And that's it. Actually, when you say shalom, you're speaking a blessing over them.
Right.
And that's what Christ is teaching even in today's, to go out and speak blessings over people, to heal, to cure.
Right.
Right. Whatever's good, whatever
is. Right. To build up, not tear down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praiseworthy, holy, right? That's that Philippian scripture that we opened with.
Right.
Focus on those things. Speak the word of God, speak truth, speak it in love, speak it in peace. And anyone that won't receive what you're giving, right? Shake
and
the
if
dust
so,
off
and
your
if
feet.
There's peace coming at you, walk away and shake it. Walk away. Shake it off. Just shake it off and walk away, right?
Yeah. If there's anything
it'll
not
disturb
com- yeah.
your peace if someone brings something to you that's false or gossipy or it disturbs your peace too, which is a sin we talked about in another commandment.
Yes.
But it's also about letting your ego die.
Yeah.
Because you can't do the
surrender.
Work of God if you think it's you.
Exactly.
If you don't know that this you're losing self and the spirit of the Lord is coming upon you.
Yeah. And he's working in you and through you. You're his hands and his feet.
You got to let the ego
but
go.
But it's not
and,
you.
And that's when it flows.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's where the silence and practicing in holy hour of just letting yourself be nothing and have the Lord come through you is an important exercise.
Yeah, and it's a grace. It's freely given, but you have to be able to receive it, right? You have to have ears to hear and a heart to receive.
And no ego.
And no ego, yeah. You got to have the we go, not the ego.
Yeah, let the light shine.
We go. Me and Jesus go everywhere. You do everything with the Lord. You invite him into everything, right?
Right.
And you speak in his word and you... you know, acting is acting and all that kind of stuff.
And if something's not of him, you got to kind of shake it off and move on.
Without getting hurt. Just shake it off and move on.
Because it's like you said, if you call someone out even on the internet and they're going to come back at you and you're going to get in a big argument, that didn't do anything. That wasn't a holy moment.
Yeah.
You may as well have said nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But if your intent is pure and intentional just to say, who said that?
Yeah.
Like, can we just think about, do you know where that came from? And that's all you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Don't get knee deep in it and then just stop the conversation if it goes sideways.
Yeah.
You know? But just approach it like that.
Yep.
And that's how you may heal that person.
Exactly.
You know?
Healing happens in very strange times and places. Yeah. Sometimes it's like you're not expecting it at all.
Right.
And to your point, it might be a very unexpected situation. And next thing you know,
and sometimes
a transaction
hurts.
Went through.
When Jesus has to cut something out, when the surgeon, you know that story.
Yes.
When the surgeon has to cut something out of you, it hurts, but it's gone. And then you're all better.
Yeah, and then you can heal and you're all better. That's so true.
Yeah.
Ouch. So when you have a rough confession, don't worry about it. If it's true and it was honest and it was convicting and, you know, maybe not in the most merciful drop your ego. Yeah.
And
then
say, was it true?
Is it true? Yeah. Question that.
Why did the Lord want me to hear it?
Yeah.
Instead of that priest, you know,
yes.
you just say,
come out swinging. That hurts. When someone touches a wound, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes your natural reaction is to swing.
Right.
Don't touch it. That hurts.
Drop your ego.
Yeah.
And just question, why did
the Lord?
It's all in how you look at it. If
it
you
is
turn it around
yes.
the other way and don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Like a personal punch and just say, wow, well, how did the Lord want me to grow through that?
Right. And
situation,
it might take you a week.
Priest,
it might take
anything.
5 minutes, an hour, seven holy hours. It might take 4 weeks. Yeah.
Before you can even go back and think about it.
Exactly. Before you want to pull it out from under the bed, you know? It all comes back.
4 silent retreats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Medjugorje was 4 weeks. That was early on. 4 silent retreats later. I was sharing my wisdom.
Yeah.
It's okay if you want to hide it under the bed. People were looking at me like, what? And then one guy came up and she said, thank God you said that. I really thought I was ugly. I said, me too.
Yeah, because when you learn the truth about yourself, it's kind of devastating.
When you break down your actions
when you
like
break
that.
Yes, it's like, oh,
it's actually
I'm
one
a
of
disaster.
Our, one of our cousins does it at retreats.
Yeah.
She's fabulous at leading it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes. It's not always easy to hear.
Right.
The truth about ourselves, right?
Right.
So
we only have a few minutes. We should.
I know.
We were going to end with the prayer that we started with.
Yes, we can do that.
And we were going to pray for your niece. Who's
yes, and we can pray for all the prayer intentions that Frank brought to us, right? We're going to pray for
Kathleen's family.
Kathleen's family and pray for Aunt Pat and Aunt Pat's 3 children. And actually, today is the day my niece Caroline passed away. So we'll include her in our prayers.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is a beautiful.
And Father Doug.
Father Doug.
Right. Kathleen
praying
and Anthony
for his
and
healing.
Shannon and
yes.
Everybody in the family.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, help us to look for you within our hearts. Teach us how to be silent and listen for your voice. May we find you and live in your presence with awesome awareness and loving attentiveness. We can wrap that up with Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So when you read that at the end, it really wraps right back around.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
it was
if you
a very
read,
fitting.
Read, you got a minute to read the whole thing.
Okay,
the
so for the
part.
Next minute. This was a meditation out of St. Faustina's diary, entry number 1717. Today I was talking with the Lord, and he said to me, there are souls with whom I can do nothing. There are souls that are continuously observing others, but know nothing of what is going on within their own selves. They talk about others continually, even during times of grand silence, which is reserved for speaking only with me. Poor souls, they do not hear my words. Their interior remains empty. They do not look for me within their own hearts, but in idle talk where I am never to be found. Ouch.
Amen. Isn't that amazing that that came up?
Yes.
Right when
in idle talk, right when we...
And we did
this commandment.
We got the prayer at the last minute. We had done all the work. And then we said, oh, we didn't have the prayer.
Yeah. Yep.
And
there
Faustina
it was. The
said,
Lord
I got
provided.
It for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoyed the show today. Make sure you stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo because he is coming up next. He always has a beautiful show. And don't forget to save the date, October 12th, 2026, Old York Road Country Club for the 15th annual In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament. It's so much fun.
Always a great day.
Yes, and don't be afraid. It's all fun and it's a scramble.
And you can just come for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
God bless. Have a great day.
Till next week.
Yes. Commandment number 9.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, yes, here I am, Lord.